We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15 now on this Tuesday morning, February 23rd. Dave Cohen mentioned it earlier. It's hard to believe that a week ago, it was the coldest Fat Tuesday since the 1800s, and here we are, highs of 67 today. Yesterday was just absolutely beautiful, and today is going to be like that, as will tomorrow, with highs of 72, a little 30% chance for showers on Thursday and Friday, but the temperatures increase, 73 Thursday, as we said, 75 on Friday. And then the weekend, a 20% chance for showers and highs near 80. So we're getting the springtime slowly, I guess. Monday would be the 1st of March, so we really are getting close to springtime. Peter Scharf joins us right now to talk about getting to the end of this consent decree. A report was issued by the firm, the law firm that monitors to see if the city is in compliance with the consent decree. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Yeah, the weather is great, man. It'll be good to get rid of this consent decree, too.
Yeah. Real quick, Peter, are you a golfer or not?
I'm from New York. We play stickball.
I got you.
Go ahead.
even today, you're still playing stickball?
Wow. Rarely.
Let's talk about this consent decree. For people that don't know what it is or how consent decrees started, give us consent decree 101, if you will, please.
Sure. Okay. The federal government, if it believes that a municipal entity, like a police department, can't guarantee the civil rights of its citizens, it can step in and either take them over, which is rare, or get into a consent decree where the city agrees to change its practices in conformity with the Constitution. In 2011, this last iteration of the consent decree started here, and Assistant Attorney General Tom Perez came down in Gallier Hall and told the city they were the worst police department in the United States, literally, and they better change their act. I was there in Gallier Hall as one of the folks, and people were shocked. You know, first of all, that many of the abuses here had, were prehistoric, were legacy issues in the 90s. Lynn Davis, Antoinette Franks, these horrible cases of abuse. And there have been several efforts to remediate that. But anyway, the city under Mayor Landrieu entered into an agreement. And the agreement in this case was very elaborate. They had 456 different paragraphs that needed to be satisfied to get out of, to be in compliance. And each one dealt with a particular issue, training, supervision, patrol tactics, those kinds of things. And, that was, 10 years ago. So lots of people have raised the question, how do we get out of this? And it will be forever under a federal mandate and in part ruled by a law firm in Washington, D.C., who did a very good job, by the way. So the question, I think, there are two questions on the table. One is the cost of the consent decree. And the second, how do you internalize the process of reform? How does NOPD develop mechanisms where they can do what Shepard Mullin, Jonathan Aronne did in the consent decree? And this
sounds
is
sounds like a good stop, a good place to I'm sorry, Peter. Sounds like a good place to stop, and we'll pick it up there when we come back about how much it's costing and how do you, I guess, internalize these reforms and is make it the new way of business? Is that what we're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, we'll talk about it when we come back. 6:20. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 6:24 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, taking our weekly deep dive into crime on Tuesday. Peter Scharf, our guest, our friend, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. And we're talking about the report that came out about the consent decree by a group of lawyers from Washington, specifically one that wrote it. And the thing that the two things, I guess, are in terms of when is it over, that's very important because it's costing the city a ton of money. And the other question is, how do you internalize these reforms to make it standard operating procedure at the police department so that it is over and it stops costing the city money? Is that about it, Peter?
Yeah. You know, and I have to say, look, they're not making this up. In the 90s, NOPD was absolutely out of control. They had this one character they called the Rabbit who used to beat up prisoners to get confessions. They had routes, which meant you'd go by a bar or a coffee shop and extort money from the owner. You had these horrendous murders. Antoinette Franks killed her partner, Ronnie Williams, in a Vietnamese restaurant. You had Len Davis hired. They had a dope dealer named Paul Cool Hardy, who would sit in the police district and wait for things to do. And Len said, go get this gal, Kim Groves, kill her, come back, I'll give you something else to do. You know, that's a snapshot of what it was like.
That was in the police station?
Oh, yeah. And the FBI was listening. Wow. It was early cell phones, cell phones. And they heard this come down. And this is, you know, all a matter of historical record. And, this idea, you could patrol blowing an 07 alcohol level. It was unbelievable. The other thing that was a corrupting factor was the detail system. So a patrolman could hire a deputy chief to work with them on a detail in a restaurant, a bar, a sports event, or whatever. You know, so it was absolute chaos. And, and then by 2011, when Tom Perez came down, I think there were pieces of that still there, though under Serpas and Ronnie Serpas, my friend, and Richard Pennington, there were efforts to control the worst of the abuses. When Pennington came in 1994, they fired over 200 officers and indicted close to 100. So they made steps, and Morial supposedly did that to Mark Morial to avoid a consent decree. But again, there was enough there in 2011 that they initiated this practice. Now, much to the credit of NLPD, and it's hard to wax logistically about NLPD, but they turned it around. You know, this was a compromised police department, and in 10 years or 20 years, depending on how you count, this is, corruption is, I see very little of it. Now, at the end of last year, there were these incidents in the French Quarter involving the task forces, and task forces are, that's a nice name they call it, they're really jump-out squads, right? And they go out and get people, and there's a lot of adrenaline in these officers. And a judge said they went over the top. And that was one of the precipitating events that led to this demand to extend the consent decree. And he asked about the cost of the consent decree. It costs about $6.1 million for 3 years. They did one in 2017. Now you could have it for, and you know, you think about it, that's $2 million a year. You can have a number of police officers hired at that level. And the other thing that happened, which you and I have talked about extensively, is we went from 120 murders to 202 murders. Some people say 204. Now, the issue that was raised by the head of the PANO, the police union, Eric Hessler, is have they just made the police overly cautious? So, you know, are you worrying about getting in trouble with consent decree or PIB instead of going out there and attacking violent crime? And as you and I have talked about, too, we have an epidemic of carjacking and car thefts, et cetera, you know, with, you know, very limited success in interdicting these crimes. So the question and the 202 murders and robberies and everything else. So the question is, has the consent decree had a collateral damage, an unintended effect of making the police overly cautious? And this is a big challenge. I see it's a huge issue. I know it sounds a little geeky, I know. But, you know, sort of how do you balance the respect for civil rights, which you and I both support, but also enable the cops to be proactive. And that's the challenge of the city.
You can't neuter the police, and then you got what the foregone, I guess, presuming that money would have gone to the police department. You never know what the city administration, what they're paying for the consent decree. We're going to pick it up here. We come back. If you all have any questions or comments, please text them to the WWL Talk and Listener line, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along to Peter Scharf when we come back. We're talking about NOPD, crime in New Orleans, as we do every Tuesday, and the consent decree. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL, putting a microscope on crime in the area, as we normally do every Tuesday morning with Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. So, Peter, this thing's costing the city, what, $1.2 million a year?
About $2 million a year.
$2 million a year. So what do we get
down
for that?
From 2.7.
Well, how many people are here? What are they doing?
Well, they, you know, D.C. real estate's expensive, let's put it that way. And, you know, the key person bills close to $500 an hour. But the, you know, they have an external force that monitors compliance, and it gives them a certain legitimacy with the federal government. And they've done a really good job. That's what's ironic about it. It's expensive. But again, the police department's unrecognizable 10 years later, you know, so what can you say? Probably is a bargain in some ways. But the we have to, you know, it's a training wheel on a bike. You got to get rid of the training wheels and ride yourself. Now, this is where it's rough. Is there the internal leadership within an LPD to keep this up? I was a facilitator for the Mayor Cantrell when we developed these plans. Mm-hmm. And Mary Howell, I think, said police departments can go backwards and forwards. So can you actually go backwards and become one of these compromised departments after doing pretty well? And that's the fear, that you go back to the rabbit. You go
what does
back to
history
the
show in terms of other cities that have been through this?
I wrote an article called The Perils of Law Enforcement Reform in the Crime Report that anybody can pull up on Google. And they do go backwards. The results are mixed. You know, that once the external constraints go away, some departments slip backwards. So, you know, and it's not like a forever shot. And that's where, you know, and sort of where within, and this is something that I would urge them to focus on as the consent decree ends, is to build that leadership within OPD. And there is talent there, obviously. But I think they have to really master, internalize how you maintain integrity. This is a huge challenge. And, you know, they brought in a bunch of consultants from Pittsburgh, some of the veteran departments. And, again, they had a bunch of folks coming in, but it's very, very expensive. And now with 202 murders, where do you invest? Do you continue something that has worked, but do you keep going with it? Or do you look at new technologies, new young police officers that we need desperately? To turn this violent crime, carjacking epidemic around. So that's the question.
So due to the subjective nature of this, I don't know that there are parameters. How do you know when it's done? How do you know when the police department has been, quote, turned around and it's time to let the city out of the consent decree?
That is a great question. I love that question. You know, and I think they're looking at paragraphs. How many paragraphs have you completed? But that's not the right metric, as you're suggesting, you know. And, you know, how do you really know that people have internalized this? Not only can it be more complex, you have a bunch of officers who are older who grew up in the early era, in the rabbit era, if you want to call it that, and the detail era. And so you have these legacy cultures that, you know, takes a long time for that to get out of that. So that's another challenge. And there, those officers can be a break on the reform. So somebody, has to get in there from within NOPD, I think, and develop a plan to assure long-term sustainable integrity, or else we're going to be back where we don't want to be. Where, as Tom Perez says, the worst police department in the United States. We don't want. I don't think it's going to go that far, but we don't want to go backwards.
No, we don't. We're going to take a break and wrap it up when we come back for this Tuesday with Peter Scharf. One other thing I want to ask you about is how do you balance losing experienced officers, attrition, or going to other departments or what have you, or retiring, with new officers coming in? You lose an experience, but maybe you're gaining a different culture. And I don't think this is unique to police departments. I think any big organization, when you bring somebody in new, after a long time of doing it one way, there's going to be resistance, and sometime you just have to clean house in order, and it happens in sports organizations, etc., to get people that are on board with your program. But you can't just clean house with a police department. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Peter Scharf, our guest. Time for traffic now, WWL. 6:55 and a half now, 4.5 till 7 o'clock, and news with Dave Cohen. We're wrapping it up with Peter Scharf. Every Tuesday we talk to Peter for an hour. He's an adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. And we talk about crime in the area. And today we're more focusing on a police department, especially in New Orleans as it relates to the consent decree. Pardon me, Peter. We talk about losing experienced officers, which I can see as a problem, but yet, and I mentioned earlier talking about, you know, different organizations, whenever you bring a new person in and try to change your mentality, there's often a lot of opposition. And unfortunately, you don't have any choice but to clean house and get people that are going to believe in your system and buy into what you're telling them. But you can't do that with a police department. You can't just let everybody go and start all over.
No. And here's what I think is going on. You know, there's a critical assumption in this police reform movement reflected by the consent decree, and that is trust. That if you can increase the integrity and assure the integrity of the officers, public trust will be increased. The other thing that is true, that if you don't solve crimes, if your Lexus gets jacked or your friend gets shot, that's a quick way to lose trust in the police department. You know, Thomas Hobbes in the 16th century said, the first duty of the sovereign is to protect people and preserve order. Mm-hmm. And have we gotten to a point where these two goals are competing, that we're, you know, the goal of assure integrity is important, critical, but, you know, the goal of not being subject to violent crime, especially gun crimes, you know, so you can lose it both ways. And the old guys, the old seedy sergeants like me, my age or younger. You know, those guys knew how to do some things. And if you clean house too quickly or too, you know, extensively, you can lose some street capacity to deal with violent crime. And that's why Sean Ferguson deserves the big bucks. These are very difficult things to balance.
For people that say the police department is kinder and gentler, but they're less effective, is there a way to be as effective without being as rough? I hate to use the word rough as a catch-all, but you know where I'm heading with that.
You know, hey, Tommy, the truth of the murder reductions in New York and with Pennington in the 90s here in New Orleans is they bludgeoned crime down. They didn't nice it down. And I wish it was, well, that wasn't true. But there's a brute force aspect to crime control that's hard to understand unless you've been in the business a while. And these, the task force, some of the task force folks, and you have to control them. I get that. I really do. And the judge is right and the city's right about that. But there's a point where you defang the police too much and they lose street credibility, let's call it nicely. And all of a sudden we're at where we are right now, where there's a sense of the city being out of control. And you can't, can you reform without having some sense of control and effectiveness? That's the question, I think, for the day.
Peter, thank you, man. A very informative hour. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good week. Stay safe. All right, my friend, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. When we come back, we're going to talk about
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.